Today is Wednesday, July 18th, 2007. You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. Here's a story I think you'll get a kick out of. You wouldn't have got a kick out of it if you'd been there. It comes out of Washington and is from the Associated Press. Police on Capitol Hill are baffled by an attempted robbery that began with a handgun put to the head of a teenager, but then ended up in a group hug. I wonder if they sang Kumbaya. It started about midnight on June 16th when a group of friends were finishing a dinner of marinated steaks and jumbo shrimp on the back patio of a District of Columbia home. That's when a hooded man slid through an open gate, pointed a handgun at the head of a 14-year-old girl. "Give me your money or I'll start shooting," he said, according to D.C. police and witnesses. Everyone froze, including the girl's parents. Then one of the guests spoke. "We were just finishing dinner," Christina Rowan, 43, told the man. "Why don't you have a glass of wine with us?" You know, the more I read this story, the more it's not funny, but it's brilliant that one of the people there thought of this. And she saved some lives, obviously. The intruder had a snip, or a sip, as most people would say, of the Chateau Malascotte, and said, "Damn, that's good wine." The girl's father, Michael Rabdou, 51, told the intruder, "Take the whole glass," and Rowan offered him the whole bottle. The robber, with his hood down, took another sip and a bite of Camembert cheese, and he put the gun in his sweatpants. Then the story turns even more bizarre. He says, "I think I may have come to the wrong house," he said before apologizing. "Can I get a hug?" Rowan, who works at a children's school and lives in Falls Church, Virginia, stood up and wrapped her arms around the armed man, and four other guests followed. "Can we have a group hug?" the man asks, and the five adults complied. The man walked away a few minutes later with the crystal wine glass in hand. Nothing was stolen, and no one was hurt. Just when you think you've heard everything, I'm Dana Pretzer.